Okay, we are up to the Mosiv Marzutra Maisa Biyoda Kolosi Shoshanai, but I'd like to step back for a minute and come back to something on the top of the Yomid, which I was unsure about when we learned the Gemara. You remember the Gemara at the bottom of the previous summit said that Rabbi Yechon ben Uri had what seems to be a great idea. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri said, why are we having the Klal Yisrael groups that are making Mamzerim like other groups, and Pogum like other groups? Rabbi Yechon ben Uri had this idea that Bayum and the Sakin Lehem Latzare Shiuchaltes Vilay Misyabmais. Sounds like a fantastic idea. We're going to make a rule that every tzara does chalitza, and it's good like Beshamay, it's good like Beshillel. There are no problems with any children that are born from this. So anybody who learns this Gemara, it's a gewaldig idea. It's a task for the Tanoim and Amorim to make such a takana. So the Gemara in the top said, "Shiuchotis v'lo misyabes lo yispiku l'gemara sadama adavar achinitrifa hashah." They were unable to do it until achinitrifa hashah. I mentioned when I said the Gemara, I don't know what it means. It sounds like such a great idea. Achinitrifa hashah. They ran out of time. What did they run out of time? What happened? I wasn't sure what the Gemara meant. Okay, I took out the kaivitz. I went through all the mafarshim of the kaivitz. I think all, and nobody said pshat. So move on. On Shabbos morning, before davening, I was at home. I took out the Leket Sichos Musar, the Musa Sefer. The Musa Sefer is going to talk about Tzaras Erva. The odds of me pulling out a Musa Sefer that talks about Tzaras Erva is about 1 in 1,000, right? Leket Sichos Musar is from Rabbi Isaac Sher. When a Rosh Hashiva has to say Musa Shmuzen, it's different. That's why Chaim Shmulevitz is Sichos Musar is so popular. It was Rosh Hashiva. And at some point, the Mashgiach retired or passed away, I don't know. For a few years, he said Musa Shmuzen, so it's very different. Rabbi Isaac Sher in Leket Sichos Musar, and it's a matana from the Rabbeinu Shalom that I happened to pull out the Leket Sichos Musar and to find this word. But he says an incredible Dvar Musar from this Gemara. And Agav, he says, Pshat and Achinitra Fahashah. First Pshat. Pshat, he says, Achinitra Fahashah, the Gemara means, Riachir Menuri was ready to make the Takana. And Nitra Fahashah means that before he could do it, Rav Shimon Gamliel came with his Taina. Shimon Gamliel said, don't do it because of this problem. What was Rav Shimon Gamliel's problem? Amalem Rav Shimon Gamliel, Man Asalem, Litzaris Rishaynes Me'ata. What are we going to do with the Tzaris Rishaynes? What's Tzaris Rishaynes? So the Gemara is a cash and the Gemara explains. What's a Tzaris Rishaynes? There'll be a Tzara that already got married. And what's going to happen? She's going to have to do Chalitza. And because she's going to do Chalitza, it shall be Mutter to her husband. But it'll be Derchei Adachinayam, she'll be Mias to her husband, that here she is married to him, and she had to do Chalitza to be Mata herself from someone else. So because of that, he wasn't able to make his takon. His point in the Leket Sichos Musar is, imagine the two sides of the shaila. Reichem Minuri said, I have a takana. It'll make that there shouldn't be mamzerim, that are mamzerim according to this group in Klal Yisrael and not this. And on Basil's side, there'll be people who are pogum b'kuhuna, like them and not like them. So I have this great takana. Everybody do chalitza. They weren't misakin this takana in Klal Yisrael. Why? Because there's a tzaras erva that already got married. And how often does it happen that there'll be a tzaras erva who falls to Yibam and already got married, and she'll need chalitza, and she'll be mo'os al baila, and it's chasar nedake nayim. The point he makes is the chashivus of the inyan of being the chadev, a woman to a husband, shalom bayis in a house. He says that such a gevaldige takana to stop mamzeris in Klal Yisrael, and a takana in Klal Yisrael. What do you mean it's layasu? This is what it asu or layasu. The Gemara is bringing a tashma. I understand. But we end up asu, right? My Gemara is not going to shema mina asu. Right. The Gemara's teretz is because of layasu. And if it's asu? It's asu. His point that he's making, like Mandiyama Loyasu, the point that he's making is that there was going to be a takana for Klal Yisrael, such a takana. And that takana he prevented because Yishul Bimimas Al Baila. It's like Bayurei, Ad Hechon, the Hashivas of this Indian is to prevent such a takana in Klal Yisrael. That was his Dvar Moser. And Agav, the Dvar Moser, he's learning Nitra Farshah that way. So we have some shot, at least, in Nitra Farshah. It's funny, for a Maramakim, a Nitra Farshah, you have to go to a Moser Sefer. I don't know. It says, Divrei Torah, Aniyim b'makim echad, Bashirim b'makim acher. Like, you don't find it here, you find it somewhere else. But okay. Okay, let's go to the where we're up to, the Mosav Marzutra, Maisav Yolda. Okay, this Mosav is really a Tashma. It's still trying to be Peshit if Beishamai also could have Rayim Alay also was a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara is trying to be Peshit to Shai. Mosav Marzutra. Maisa, the Yolda Kalosai Shel Shamai Hazaken. Shammai Hazakin held that a cotton hatzarach liima is chayiv b'sukkah for whatever reason. So he held that the cotton is chayiv in the sukkah. The mother wasn't going to go outside to the sukkah, so he went. He made a hole in the ceiling. He put schach in the hole in the ceiling, and some of those days didn't have to call a contractor. He just a piece of wood on the ceiling or something. He took it away. He put schach, and he made a good sukkah for this cotton. Shmamina, awesome. Zap Taisus v'sika chagavi amita. Shmamina, awesome. Taisus says mikam mashma demand yama lo yasu afilecha deveshami lachum rohayosin kibesel lakula. So this Taisus I pointed out to you previously is a tremendous chiddush. The Gemara is saying that if you hold lo yasu, Beishamai should not have put the schach there. Why shouldn't they have put the schach? Because they should have been chayshish for Beis Hillel, even lekula. So Taisus chiddush is that even lekula, if you hold lo yasu, Beishamai had to do like their shita. Why would that be? Why? How could you be mekel like a shita that you don't agree with? So Taisus Bishlama on the previous daf said because of Lysis Gaididu. That because of the problem of Lysis Gaididu, that's the Gemara's cash, and it's mukhuk from the Teretz, because the Gemara's Teretz is Haraya Aymar Afushi Avir Kaavid. Haraya Aymar is the Teretz of Lysis Gaididu. So the Vart is that Shammai would have been machmir because of Lysis Gaididu, and that's the Gemara's Kasha, and the Gemara's Teretz is that no, the Sefer Shammai would have been makel because of Lysis Gaididu, like Beis Hillel, and the Gemara answers no, Haray Aymer, there's no Lysis Gaididu. The Rishash asks the Kasha, which again I mentioned last time, the Rishash asks, what Lysis Gaididu? Why are you mixing in Lysis Gaididu? What's Rav and Shmuel's Machlaikis? That Machlaikis was, either do you listen to the Baskal, you don't listen to a Baskal, or do you go Basarai, do you go Basarai Ditve? It wasn't the Machlaikis and Lysis Gaididu. So the Rishash asked this Kasha, Machlaikis is, do you listen to Baskal, you don't listen to Baskal? So what did that have to do with Lysis Gaididu? That's the Kasha that the Rishash asks, which we dealt with last week, that the Pshat is Alf Lysis Gaididu, you have to Paskin. Memela, do you paskin? Kaidim baskal, acha baskal. But the source of everything is Lysis Gaididu. Now this, we spoke out, we're in Taisus Bishlama, and it's here on the Gemara. There's an Aruch Lener on this Gemara. The Aruch Lener is a Gavaldik Akasha. Anybody want to guess how many machloitsin there are between Shammai and Hillel in whole Shas? Shnayis, Gemaris, everything together. How many machloitsin is Shammai and Hillel? An estimate, anybody? Anybody know? How many machloitsin are there between Shammai and Hillel? So you don't have to count. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tezvav, Amud Aleph counts. How many machloitsin is Shammai and Hillel? Anybody know? But Yossi, you should know this kind of thing, no? Five. Gemara says, Shammai and Hillel, not Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Shammai and Hillel, personally, were involved in five machloitsin. The Gemara says three, and the Gemara says, Vahika, Vahika, two more. The Gemara ends up, there were five machloitsin between Shammai and Hillel themselves. The other machloitsin were the yeshivas. Shammai set up a yeshiva, Hillel set up a yeshiva. And over the time, there were more machloitsin between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Shammai and Hillel themselves had a total of five machloikas. This was one of them. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara is saying, that there's something else. Frecht, the Aruch Laner, what's going on here in the Gemara? We're bringing a raya from something that happened with Shammai himself. Now, when this story happened, it could be they were only holding a two or three machlokes. Well, let's say this is the fifth one. Maybe this is the last one. A baskel didn't come out for five machlokes. There's no baskel that came out under five machlokes. Especially three out of the five that they had. We don't pass them, not like Shammai, not like Hillel. There's a chachamim argue with both. So three out of the five wasn't even a shaila to pass that by Shammai Hillel, because there was an amrulai, there was a chachamim. So, Frecht Aruch Laner, why do you bring a raya from here? The machlekes was, do you listen to Baskel? Don't you? This is obviously before the Baskel. You say Roiv, Mechadid Itvei, also doesn't make sense. Shammai and Hillel were one in one. What do you mean Roiv? At that point, it was already a Roiv? Couldn't be. What? His grandchild. So, by that time, it was already a big yeshiva. Could be. The Baskel Teretz, though, is hard. Zokta Aruch Laner, very geschmack. This is how the Gemara knew that the issue here was Leisus Gaididu. Hagufa. When the Gemara says Masamar Sutra, he asked, how could Beis Shammai do like their own Shita? The Gemara says, Haraya Aymer. How do you know the Makshin meant of Leisus Gaididu? Maybe the Makshin meant, the Machlaik is, if you listen to Baskel, you don't listen to the Baskel. Or Raiva Machadid Itvei. How do you know it? How do you know he meant how close this guy did him? Zokhtar Chlaner, that's how we know we're talking about Leisus Gaididu. Because it's Shammai himself. Shammai himself was before the Baskel. That was before the yeshivas of Beis Shammai Hillel became in Klal Yisrael so big. Shammai and Hillel were 100 years before the Churban. Right? Rabbi Kiva was 70 years after the Churban. Right? Beis Shammai Hillel were generations earlier. Shammai and Hillel themselves. The Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel continued. Rav Tarfon was a Talmud of, not Shammai, of Beis Shammai. Rav Tarfon was the same generation as Rabbi Kiva. So, in the time of Hillel and Shammai themselves, the Gemara understood it's only a question of Leisus Gaididu. So the Gemara answers Haraya Aymer. If it would have been after the Baskel, it would be a good Raya. After the Baskel, maybe it would be a good Raya that we don't listen to Baskel. Akoponim, that's the Aruch Laner. It's a very geschmack diuk in the Gemara, and it's a good idea to have that it's that the machlokes in Shammai and Hillel are few and far between. I think if you ask most people, they're not aware of this idea, and it's a Mefersh Gemara. It's not even a Rishon. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says the Gimel Dvarim Nechlik with Shammai veHillel. The Gemara asks two Vohaikas, so it ends up with five. Okay, let's go to the next Meisvei. The Gemara answered, Harayoy Malafushi Agar Ka'avid, that there's no Leisus Gaididu. Masa Masutra. Maisa Bishukas Yehu Shahaisi Birushalayim, Voisa Nekuva Lemikva. The Hotar Shoy Birushalayim Nasim Al Gaba, Bishachu Bishami Virchivua, Shabishami Yehim Achetiflis Beruba. Now, before I forget, homework for you for tomorrow, I'd like everyone to take a Mishnayis Mikvais, as Taras Beis, And look at Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey, the way it's brought in the Mishnah, as opposed to the way it's in the Gemara, which we'll discuss tomorrow. But now we're going to learn the way it's in the Gemara, the way Rashi explains. There was a Maisa with Shukas Yehu. What is Shukas Yehu? Yehu is a name. How do I know Yehu is a name? Huh? If you learn Tanakh, you know Yehu is a name. Shuk Yehu was a melech. He was a melech on the Ten Shvatim. He was the only melech of the Ten Shvatim that was Nimshach Lamelech. Yehu was Maishachim Lamelech. So now you know something about Yehu. At any rate, Maisa B'Shukas Yehu Shalisa B'Yerushalayim. There was this, what's Shukas? Rashi says, does Rashi say Shukas? Evin Chalula. A big hollow stone. They hollowed out a stone and filled it up with water. And that hollow stone was attached to a mikvah, Rashi says. They toiveled in the stone. And the stone itself had a hole in it that was connected to a mikvah. A mikvah of Megishamim or Mayan. And the question was how big a hole you need to connect this mikvah that everyone goes into to the Mayan, which is Machshirim. So Haisa Nakuva LeMikvah. It doesn't say how big the hole was. Beishamei went for Chivu, and they made it wider than whatever it was originally. Now it's incredible Shita. Beishamei holds, it has to be mostly open. The hole or the pchas in the keli that you're titling in, I shouldn't say keli, the hollowed out stone that you're titling in, has to be rive open to the mikvah, that's being machsherit. What do we hold? Not like Beis Shammai. So the Gemara brings another mission. The Tanan, Yerub Mekvais, Kishver Asanai, Bub Yevachalal, Lo Kishtei Etzvais, Chazeres Lomakayim, Shmami Noas. So let's just get the Gemara straight. Sounds like in Yerushalayim, they were noyeg like Beis Hillel. They made a hole, Kishafei Feres Hanoit, which is a hole they can stick two fingers in and turn, and it's fine. That's how it was noyeg in Yerushalayim. Shammai, Beis Shammai came along, and Beis Shammai, Shalchu Beis Shammai, they sent somebody to make the hole bigger. V'chivua, and they made it a bigger hole. It should be totally, not totally, but rive open to the Mayan. So here, we have apparently a machlaikas b'sham e'beis hillel, how big a hole you need to connect mikvais, if you need shver sanayid, or if you need rive. Yeah. Taisvis has a problem that this sugya is a stira to the sugya we learned in Gittin Dafta Zayin. Gittin Dafta Zayin, the Gemara seemed to say that to connect a kosher mikvah to a pasul mikvah and be machshir, the Gemara seemed to say you only need tefeach amenas latfiach. What is tefeach amenas latfiach? It's a thin layer of water that if you touch the water with your finger and then touch something else, that layer of water will make your finger wet. And if you touch something else with your finger, it would make the something else wet. Tefeach, amenas latfiach. And that is the level of connection that you need. Now, Taisus asks that it's a stira. Taisus has two terutzim, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. And we're going to discuss Rabbeinu Tam, we're going to discuss the Ri, the two terutzim, Taisus and Gittin. It was similar to this Taisus. When it says, you see in the Taisus, as Gittin daf tesayin visham. Whenever it says, you see it inside? In Taisus, first says Taris, Perches Mishnetes. It doesn't say visham. Then it says, Maisla Beresh Gittin, Beresh Perpes, the Gittin daf tesayin visham. You know what visham means? Okay, I'll tell you. You should know, whenever you learn a Taisus, and it says a different Masechta, and it says visham, it means that there's a Taisus there that talks about the Kasha as well. Okay, anytime it says visham, it means that there's also a Taisus that discusses the same Shaila. Again, you have later in Taisus, Daf Tezayin and Visham. So Taisus discusses that aspect as well. If you look back at Taisus Pshita, it says Kedushin Ayin Hei, it doesn't say Visham. says Lekaman Tzadik Beis Visham, it means the Tosfos there talks about it as well. The Klal Gadol, in the way the printers put it in, they put in the Visham, so if you want to look it up, you know when to look it up or when not. Okay, let's be Magdim. Again, if we'll get to it, I'm not sure. But there's Reb Chaim in the Grach al HaRambam. Reb Chaim, although he's going on the Rambam, not on the Re, is his, the Reb Chaim's Yisoid, which hopefully we'll still get to, is a Hezber of Shitas HaRi as well, which hopefully we'll still get to it. I want to be Magdim, the Klolim, in the way Mikvois are connected. I know we discussed it last year. I'm grateful that somebody told me that he doesn't remember it totally from last year, only partially. And comfortable going over it again. The truth is that I myself like to go over things again because I also once forgot something from the previous year. So I'd like again to talk about something which is not well known except that people are Isaac and Mikvais, just the basic rules for connecting Mikvais. There are two reasons you would want to connect Mikvais. There's not as that. Three reasons in total, and the whole Reb Chaim is gebait on that. Why would somebody want to connect a pool full of water to a mikveh? So we have two possible reasons. Either because it's Mayim Shuvim, the water in the pool, I mean, when you go into a mikveh, the place where people go in, for lack of a better word, we call it the mikveh, but that mikveh is Mayim Shuvim, it's street water. They pump out the water and clean it. And get rid of it, and they put it clean city water from the regular city water, which we consider shulvin. That water is not kosher for tefillah. They have to connect it to a kosher mikveh to make that a shulvin. That's one reason you would want to do it. There's a second reason. If you have a mikveh that doesn't have 40 saw. Let's say you have a mikveh that's only 20 saw or 30 saw. All right, a person is not practical to tevel, but let's say you want a tevel kelim. In a mikveh that's 30 saw, or once upon a time, people teveled for tara and tuma, you could have a child that's teveling. You have a mikveh that's only 20 saw. You can't tevel in a mikveh of 20 saw. If you connect it to another mikveh of 40 saw, or even another mikveh of 20 saw, it becomes one mikveh. And it becomes a mikveh of 40 saw, and you can tell on your 20 saw, it's connected to the other one, and therefore it's good. This is the two normal reasons that people want to connect a mikveh. One of those two reasons, we'll discuss later the third reason. In the time Tum and Tara was Nayig, you could have Tumei water. And you want to make the Tumei water tar. Now, there's no food you could be Matar. If an apple becomes Tumei, it's Tumei forever and ever. No way it could become tar. If wine becomes tame, it's tame forever. No way it could become tar. The only thing that's consumable that could become tar is water. Water has something called zriya. You sort of replant it into the mikveh. And if you connect it to the mikveh, it becomes tar. So you have three reasons that a person could want to be matar a mikveh, to do a connection. Shuvim, missing a shear, and Zriya. Zriya means to be Matar Tomei water. The Nira Lari, this Taisvis, is Gebait, I'm making Chilukim between these three cases. We're going to leave that for a few minutes. In our mikvahs, we have a Kashra mikvah. I'm not talking about Kela mikvahs, which are built differently, but I'm talking about mikvahs for tefillas nashim or anashim. The way the mikvahs are built is that there's a bar of megashamim on the side, and pashtus you should only need one bar. One bar, the word bar is used, it's a mikvah, it's just not finished nicely, no one tables it in, it's a cement wall mikvah, and water, rainwater is collected there. How is the rainwater collected? So that they have to set up a contraption through that the rainwater from the roof should come down in a proper way into the bar. The bar is filled up with rainwater. And that bar stays filled up with rainwater, typically. In a normal situation where people are on top of it, it never has to be filled up again. even it evaporates, it's taken care of, that it's always replenished in a way that that bar stays forever. What do we do to connect the bar to the mikveh? We have a hole. Next time you go to the mikveh, you go into a mikveh, you'll see in the side wall of the mikveh, there's a nekev, there's a hole. And that hole is connecting it to the bar on the other side. And that hole has to be kishefeferes hanoid. How big is a sheferes hanoid? The Gemara says, bottom lines, kishtei etzbayis chayzus l'makayma. That means you stick in two fingers and you turn. Taisus says it means a circle. You don't need a square. Two things to turn implies a circle. And Taisus medayik, that it's a circle. So you need a round hole the width of two etzbayis. The minhag today is to make it either three or four etzbayis, because Chabad has a chumrah of four etzbayis. No one could say Tikkur Adin, it's a Mishnah. Time in the Mishnah, Chabad didn't exist, so you had two etzbayis. Today, Chabad, for whatever reason, has a chumrah to make it three or four etzbayis. Mikvayis, we try to be yaitz as much as we could, kol hashitas. And that's why, when we went to see a mikvah, the nekev was basically four etzbayis. What they did is they poured the cement and then they drilled out the hole. So that cylinder of cement that they drilled, I have here somewhere, I think it's in the library. If you want to see how thick it is, how wide it is, you can take a look. It's a. That's how they make a shveras hanoid between the bar and the mikveh. Now, I told you till now is elementary. It's basic. And this is the way they make advice everywhere on the dairis. Except, and this is such a mikveh's kasha. If you just make, if you go, you're traveling somewhere, you come to a mikveh, it's got one bar, a bar of megishaman, and shveras hanoid, it's connected to the mikveh, it's 100% kosher, it's good. We try to be yaitzeh as much as we could, call our shittas, all the shittas brought in Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, we have the following dilemma in what to do. You have a bar with a hole kesheferes hanoid into a mikveh. The shaila is, here I go, I fill in my mikveh, I fill it up with my shuvim, with city water. I have my bar, I go out and I pull out the plug, and now the shveras hanoid is connected to the mikveh is kosher. The shaila is, should I better leave the hole open at the time that people are tivling? If I leave the hole open, the chibur is constant. Well, no, maybe once you machshu it, it stays kosher forever. I mean, after all, if you take tamei water, you do zriya to a mikveh, afterwards you remove it. It's tar, even if it's not connected. So the shaila is, what's it better to do? To leave the hole open or to leave the hole closed? Ikar adin, it doesn't matter. It's kosher if you close the hole, it's kosher if you leave the hole open. There are two chumris in the Rishayim that we try to be yaitzah. To be yaitzah, all the chumris, sometimes it says, k'sil b'chay shachay lech, you end up in trouble. Now listen carefully to the two chumris. Hilchos Mikvayis is in Yeridei Simen Reish Aleph. And there the Shach, I believe it's Sivkot and Kufyud Beis, brings the chumra of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim held that it's good to be machmir, to leave the whole open. The hole should be open and it shouldn't be closed. The hole should stay open during the time that you tayvel. In other words, that the hashaka, the connection, should be constant. Fine, you want to be Yitzhak Rabbeinu Yeruchim, no problem, we'll leave the hole open. No problem. There were communities that did it that way. There's a second chumrah. It's a chumrah of definitely the Ravid. Could be the Rambam holds this way too. What's that? The Rambam and Ravid hold the following. They hold that there's a din known as Nosansav and Notosav. Now, there's a Mishnah about Notosav and Nosansav, but that Mishnah is not talking about Mayim Shuv and Pashtus. It's talking about Meperis. There's nothing to do with this. The Chumrah of the Rambam and the Ravid is the following. They hold that when you have a bar full of rainwater, a bar 40 saw, maybe for safety, a 50 saw of rainwater, and you come and you table kelim in it, every time you're going to tevel a keli, let's say you're going to take out a keli full of water, that's my shuvim. You pour it back into the mikveh. You now put a saw, whatever the size of the keli is, into the mikveh. Normally, we say, it doesn't matter. If I have 40 saw, I could put in a zillion saw of shuvim, it becomes kosher. I put it into 40 saw of rainwater, everything is good. The chumrah of the Rambam and the Ravid is that if you take out water and put in shuvim, and take out water and put in shuvim, take out water and put in shuvim, if you switch natural rainwater for mayim shuvim, even though there's always 40 saw, not al saw and nasan saw ad rubai, if mathematically at a certain point rive of the water in the mikveh had already been taken out in a kli and poured back in, had been switched for mayim shuvim, that passels the mikveh. That is the shita of the Rambam and the Ravid. That not al sav and nasan sav ad rubai means that if you switched mayim shuvim for rainwater in the bar, it's going to passel the bar. Now, we don't want to passel the bar. We're relying on the bar. According to this chumrah, if I leave the hole open the whole time, every time someone goes into the mikveh, I'm going to cause a major problem. Now, that major problem is based on a physical fact, that when you have two chambers that have water, they're going to have the same level. They're going to have the same height, which means the following. Let's say I have, here's my mikveh. This is the mikveh with the steps where people go into tevel. And here I have my bar of rainwater. And it's connected by a hole. Obviously the hole has to be below the water level so that it could, so here's the water level. And here's the water level of the bar. The bar is full of rainwater. This is full of mayim shuvim. What do? I unstuff the hole. Now, the truth is, even when I just unstuff the hole, the water level stays the same. There'll probably be a little bit of exchange of water. It's hard to measure. But what's going to happen when someone goes into the mikveh? What's going to happen to the water level? It's going to go up. Right? When you go, when you put a human being into a, you fill a bath to the top and you go into it, you get a mess. Everything spills over, right? When a person goes into a mikveh, the water level rises. So what's going to happen? When a person goes in here, the water level is going to go up. It's going to go up this high. What's going to happen here? Well, you guys went to college, I didn't go. Right? What's going to happen is the water level is going to be the same. The water pressure is the same. So as soon as this goes up, let's say it goes up 5 inches, it's going to go back down a couple of inches because water is going to empty into here. Because when you have two keli with a hole, the water level is the same. So mikveh water is going to go into the bar. And the bar is going to equalize in height to whatever this became. And obviously this will go down a bit. What's going to happen when the person goes out of the mikveh? When you go out, this is going to go down. When this goes down, the air pressure on the water is the same. And again, it's going to push water back into here. So if you leave the hole open when someone tevels, you're going to have a problem eventually, like the Rambam and the Ravid. It's going to be not asav and not asav. Every time shuvim is going to go into the bar and come back out. Go into the bar and come back out. You tevel a handful of times, it's rubai already. It doesn't take very long. And therefore, if you want to be yitzah, the chumrah of the Rambam and the Ravid, you have to leave the hole closed when you tevel. At the time a person is tevel, you have to be careful to leave it closed. But he leaves it open, it's going to be not the sah and not the sah. So you follow the dilemma in being yaitzah all the chumras. Rabbeinu Yerucham holds you have to, must leave the hole open, out kashas of a mikveh. The Rambam derived would hold that you have to leave the hole closed, it's not the sah and not the sah. So now you have a major problem. You have a major problem. Sometimes in men's mikvahs, in a man's mikveh, they generally leave the holes closed. Somebody goes in out to frumkeit and unstuffs the hole without permission of the owner of the mikveh, especially if it's a man's mikveh that has only one bar, he's being mazikin. His frumkeit, he's mazik the owner because the owner doesn't want it to be possible like the Rambam and the Ravid. So he, because he wants to be yotzer ben yiruchim, he wants to unplug it, so, you know, he's going to make nothing sav and nasa sav. If he's so from, he should go and table himself in the bar. He'll go into the bar and be table there. No, no steps. He'll have to lower himself. But
well, sure, it's not the one with the full stop. Once in the water, can't pull it out?
When you pull it out, when you're in the water, your water goes up, and that's not as high. And when you pull it out, the water's going to go in. If the owner doesn't mind, it's fine. But otherwise, it's not a frum kai to do.
One person's not a good one.
What?
One person is not Ubali.
He's the only frum. If he's self frum, he probably goes every day. No. Okay, you're right. At any rate, my point is this, that this is the problem that we have, and over the last 100 years, until World War I, pretty much every community had its minig. Some Sefer writes that in his city, there was one bar, and he writes, I was born from a mikveh that only one bar, you don't need more than one bar. However, in America, actually after World War I, it started to be the minig. World War I was, if not for the Holocaust, World War I would have been known as a Holocaust. Great cities were destroyed. There's a lot of movement of people. And there was a need to be Yitzhak HaMashikis. What to do for this? There were different minhagim in Klal Yisrael. Essentially, what we do today in every Noshe Mikvah and in many mikvahs that are built for men as well, is we make not one bar, but two bars. Kehillah mikvahs don't typically have this. They're built differently. We just, in our shul, we're just talking about building a kehillah mikvah. We just got a design for the kehillah mikvah. And it's done differently. But all these mikvahs are built with two bars. Now, those of you who saw it, the two bars, I would have to draw it three-dimensionally. Usually, wherever this bar is, there's a bar in front of it or back of it. On the blackboard, which is only two-dimensional, I'm going to have to show the second bar on this side. But really, it doesn't matter where you put it. Usually, they're put next to each other. But just for to be able to show you basically what it looks like, they have a second bar. And the second bar also has a hole that goes into the mikveh. But that bar is done differently. That bar, the way we do it, has twice 40 sa'ar, as follows. The bar is made like this. This bar is usually twice as wide as this. When we went to see the new mikveh, they poured, and everyone was able to see, one bar was this wide, and the other bar was double. Why is it double? Because it has two mikvahs, two 40 sa'ar. As a matter of fact, the cement, also notice, was poured like this, and then in a little bit, so that they could put a plexiglass there to be as a floor between the two bayis. Now, what they do here is they put in 40 saw on the bottom, 40 saw on the top. I'll explain why. There are two ways to make a mikvah kasher. One is hashaka. What we've talked about till now, what Tosis talks about, our Gemara only talks about hashaka. There's a second way of being masher a mikvah called zriya. I'll explain to you what zriya means, and it's as follows. Zriya is done by pouring water, not originally into the mikveh, into the bar. Now we do zriya into the smaller one, right? Which one do we do zriya in? What, the double one? Okay, good. You can do zriya into any one of these. The shaka with one. The shaka one I already showed you. We do also zriya. What is zriya? We don't put water from the city into the mikveh. Water from the city is made to pour into here. See, a mayim shuvim coming in, the water comes in. Now, first they put it in megashachar, it's filled with megashachar. Then zriya is done. What do you gain by zriya? Water comes into here and then runs into the mikvah. This hole is above the level. You go to a mikvah, you'll see two holes. Wherever you go, they have the two bayris, two holes. One is lower and one is higher. One is below the water level. This one, and one is higher, above the water level. Why above the water level? This is where the water comes in. Matter of fact, if it has a filter, the filter lets the water in into the mezriya bar, and then back into the mikveh. What do you gain? What do you gain by putting water in here and out there? Like the Rambam, you don't gain anything. This is really nothing. You're pouring in shuvim, and the shuvim is coming out. Like the Rambam Pashtus, you're not gaining much. Like Rabbeinu Yeruchim, though, you're merviach. Because Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds, a Hashaka hole has to be open all the time. But from Zriya, it doesn't have to be open all the time. This is regular May Mikvah. It's running here. And that doesn't have to be open. Not only doesn't have to be open, the hole is higher than the water level, and being open won't even help it. This helps that my Rabbeinu Yeruchim, here, you don't have to leave any hole open. It's mikvah water falling into a it's megashamim water, it says it's in a megashamim water, and it falls into a mikvah. Like the Rambam arrived, this is no good. Like the Rambam arrived, we're going to rely on this. What are we going to do? Unplug it for a second, replug it back, and leave it closed. Because we don't want to run via to the Rambam Derayvi. So for the Rambam Derayvi, we have this mikvah where there's no exchange of water. And for the Rambam, for the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, we have this mikvah where it's as if the hole is constantly open because the water is coming in here and going in there. As an extra chumra, they make two bayis, one on top of the other. So that, the thinking is that water up and down doesn't exchange. That's the svara, that the water in the bottom stays in the bottom. It doesn't exchange with the top. So even like the Rambam derived, it could be that this is good. Because the water in the bottom stays a kosher mikvah. The top is not a sav and not a sav, but what's so bad? It's connected to the bottom mikvah. So it's a triple chumrah. In other words, if this was all one, it would really be enough of a chumrah by itself. This is Zriya mikvah, which is Yetzir Ben Yeruchim. This is Ashaka mikvah, which would be staff, and everything is shown by Israel. As an edit hider, a chumrah, we make a top bar and a bottom bar. Rav Moshe in his tshuva is very unhappy with this. He says it's not true that water doesn't mix top and bottom. And where does he bring rayas? Not in physics. He brings rayas from Shas. That was Rav Moshe's thought. You want to figure out what it does? So he brings two or three rayas from Shas. That water up and down does mix. That therefore this chumrah Rav Moshe holds, it doesn't make it worse. He holds it's not needed. The tshuva is that answer Rav Moshe's rayas. Many machlokes in the Klal Yisrael. But again, we what?
Wherever gave the svar that the person is actually pushing in the water, so that can make sense. That,
that it should mix.
Should not mix. Wherever made explain this, it's only that it's going to push into the top.
It's only going to push it to the top.
Push into the bottom, yeah. Won't have to change.
See, the truth is, sideways it mixes also, which is hard to measure. My explanation that you dump, you go in and it raises it, etc., is a good explanation to prove that it mixes. Not say svar, here we know it mixes. The question whether it mixes by itself, okay. It's academic because we answer everything. So,
if you pour it from the top one into the bottom, it doesn't push the bottom up.
The bottom is full anyway.
But when you put more water in,
it's not going to push it. Imagine I had a pitcher, a little bit of pitcher, and put something that has a hole in it. And if I filled the pitcher higher, you know, we could really experiment. Somebody bring in a pitcher, and we'll put water in the bottom, and we'll put punch in the top. So maybe punch is heavy in that water. Maybe that's why it goes down. It's not a riot. We need somehow colored water that's not heavier. What?
Check both ways.
Check both ways. Once we'll punch on bottom, once we'll punch on top. So we'll do it for tomorrow. We'll have to get a pitcher that goes down. And some type of it will be a nice thing. And the thing you put in the middle doesn't even have to be totally tight because you do have a hole. It'd be a nice experiment to do.
Well, feed the round. Don't you always have to constantly open up that plug?
Which plug?
You're constantly replacing the water with the bar.
This one?
That bar keeps them putting in water, right?
So you don't have to open the plug, because as soon as this water falls in here, it has been a make shum.
No, the Rambam. That's why you have the other bar.
Not going to the Rambam.
So you constantly have to open up the plug anyway.
You open it momentarily and you replace it. You open it momentarily and replace it. Every time you refill the water,
it's going to become possible even.
So the assumption is that it doesn't mix that much. It doesn't mix that much. That it would be a question. That's the assumption, whether it's a fair assumption, I can't say. But that's why I would have rather done this Zriya in here. I left this for the other one, but apparently that's not the way they do it. The Sfaradic mikvah we saw was designed by an Ashkenazi. A couple of Ashkenazi in America. The Zriya is the other one, right? That's what I thought. Okay, if you do it the other way, it's better. Okay. It's better to do this Zriya in here. And that way, your concern here that when you open it and close it, it mixes, they're relying that the bottom one doesn't mix. Okay, the way I drew it on the board, the Zriya is into this one. I think the Zriya is into this one. You're saying Taka? Okay. So, the Zriya, it's the same thing, just the Zriya is into here.
Yeah.
And not into here.
Which one's this?
So, this one is the hole, which is lower. And this one's the hole that's better. Now, it could be either way. It's just, what you gain is, the Zriya is into here. Here, you open and close it, open and close it. Now you're worried, Shamshi, you open and close it. Eventually, this will also switch. Mm-hmm. So for that, you have this. This, they're assuming, doesn't eventually switch. Because they're assuming the bottom doesn't mix with the top. And therefore, you're better off. Follow? Okay, at any rate, this is the way mikvahs work. There's an extra thing that is that they do, which those who saw the mikvah, either one, we went last year, we went this year. There's a halacha that Min HaTorah doesn't help with your Rabbanan, that if you run Mayim She'uvim a certain length of earth, it turns into Mayim that's kosher for a mikvah Min HaTorah. And that's called Hamshacha. So if you look, when they do the Sriya, those who went last year, we saw the pump in the mikvah. We were able to see the water running. Remember the pump, the pipe ran out, and then it ran along a little piece of cement. That was Hamshacha. It runs along a piece of cement that's 3 tefachim long. And Hamshacha helps, because for Dairaisis, Hamshacha is metallic. And so they have an additional chum. But this is basically the structure of the way mikvahs are built today. I think all over the world it's built this way, which is interesting because 100 years ago, before Klal Yisrael mixed the way we did, there were standard mikvahs that were different. If someone goes on one of these tours of Europe, I never had a Yetzer Hara to go. You know, they go to Spain and to Russia and to Poland and to all these places. I shouldn't say Yetzer Hara. Some people go and they feel uplifted from it. I'm much happier going to Yerushalayim and I get uplifted there. But some people go. If you go to the old mikvahs and you look at the virus, if they're still intact, you'll see that they don't, most of them don't, are not constructed this way. Communities like Rabbi Eliezer had his community, Rabbi Eliezer had his community. There was a rabbi in the community, and he did one way or he did the other way. What? The archaeological digs, they don't have walls to see exactly what's on the side. Some places they do. Also, one thing about the archaeological digs, they say they find mikvahs. They generally don't know which is a mikvah and which is a bathtub. No, they tell you it's mikvahs. They're assuming it's all mikvahs. And the houses where they find, outdoor ones, you're right. And they find in the houses, I was once went and I paid to go into the burnt house, very interesting. But they told me it's a mikvah. I asked the guy how he knows it's not a bathtub. He said, cause that's what it says on the plaque, you know, so it's a mikvah. So I don't know. But, okay. So they know there's mikvahs. Okay, I don't say that they never know. At any rate, I'm sure the mikvahs were not built to be Yetzer Ben Yeruchim in the Ram and the Rai. They didn't have, maybe they had different chumras that they had that we don't have. Okay, now, what's our sugya about? Our sugya is about how big a connection you need from the mikvah to the bar. We're noyik shveres hanoid with the Chabad's chumra. We have the double shveres hanoid. We want to be Yetzer Kol Hashitas. I think they used to quote a Ramosha that he said he never saw a pasul of mikvah. All the mikvahs they showed him to ask Shilas, he said he never saw a pasul. The line goes, he never saw a pasul of mikvah in a kosher dollar. And all the money Shilas, generally people looking for too many kulis, and the mikvahs, people are yaitz to so many chumras, it's hard to say that a mikvah is ever pasul, but no. We try to be yaitz to kol hashitas. What's our sugi about? Our taisus isks stira in the din of shefeferes hanoid between Gittin and here. Now, what's the kasha of Taisvis? A simple kasha. Our Gemara, it's not our Gemara, it's a Mishnah in Mikvahs. Iru Mikvahs Shveres Hanoid. It says you need a hole this size. For Taisvis, in Gittin it says, Tefeachim Naslat Fiach, that you need just a thin layer to connect. The stira. What do you need? A thin layer? Shveres Hanoid. So Taisvis says two pshatim, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. What's Rabbeinu Tam's pshat? Rabbeinu Tam says that the hole has to be Shveres Hanoid, and the amount of water going through the hole only has to be Tefeachim Naslat Fiach. Hard to see the logic in such a shita? Why have a hole if the water doesn't have to go through the hole, only a little bit? So the Ri has a number of kashas on Taisvis. He says if you have a round hole and a little bit of water going through, that little bit of water won't be Shveras HaNayim. Shveras HaNayim is only if you fill up the hole halfway. So Taisvis has numerous kashas, and the Rebbeinu Tam is taken not brought, as far as I recall, in Halacha. The Ri Shita is more Yesidistic. If you look in Taisvis, in the middle-sized lines, the sixth line, Venera Lari, Hahid the Nitzuk for Katafris. Okay, those who don't remember from last year, Nitzuk Katafris Chibor is the sugi in Gittin. If, when you pour water from up to down, water runs down a hill, from up to down, is the water on the bottom considered connected to the water on top? The water Katafris means water that's running down a hill. It's not in the mikveh yet. Somebody's titling things. A stream. You go to a stream. And for the memsah, you need the water running down. Is that all connected? Or nitzuk means if you pour something, is it connected all the way up? So that's sugi of nitzuk for katafris, which is negat to us, but tefeach amnas not tefeach. So I'm nerulari. Hayden nitzuk katafris loy linyan chibur mikvah yisairi el linyan hashaka. Dimyesh kamayim temeim umashikon benar mechaber aladei nitzuk for katafris umashikon tefeach in chibur. What's the case? I have water that I want to drink. I'm not interested in connecting this to the mikveh only as little as I need to, right? I want it to stay clean. What is the minimum connection? All I need is either nitzuk. Nitzuk is no good, it says. If I'm going to pour and I want the chibur to be matar, what's left in the pitcher, I'll pour for a minute and pull it back and I want it to be good. Nitzuk is not a chibur. You need tefeach latfiach. You have to put it next to it, and the water should go over the lid of the drinking water. Tefeach latfiach, a thin layer, keklipas hashum, the thickness of a leaf of garlic, thin layer. And that's mechaberit. So that's the three. That's good. To make tameh water tahar, that's good. When do you need shveras hanayid? So here you have to be medayik. When does Taisa say you need shveras hanayid? For Eruv Mikvais. So you have a Chibor. So what's Taisa saying? That to be Mitar Hashaka, the word Hashaka is to be Mitar water, you need only Tefeach Mnas Latfiach. But She'en Kain for Eruv Mikvais, Shveras Hanayid. Now here, it's going to get complicated, and this is where Reb Chaim comes in. I told you there are three reasons to connect water to water. One is hashaka, to make tamei water tar. Zakhtari, that's enough, klipas hashum, or tefeach latfiach, same thing, a thin layer. Good. What's iru mikvais? Two possibilities. Iru mikvais could mean 20 sa and 20 sa. And it could mean mayim shuvim with a mayim of a bar. Now the way it looks like from what I have on the board, we're talking about shuvim. But take out the Mishnah, yes, you're going to be taking it out anyway for the Mishnah of Shukas Yehu. So look at Eruv Mikvais. The Pashtus of Eruv Mikvais is talking about 20 saw with 20 saw, 20 saw with 40 saw. So what's going to come out is the following. The Ri says, for Tumah, it's enough a thin layer of connection. That's the way we passed it. To take a 20 saw mikvah connected to a 40 saw mikvah in Yishver Sanayit. That's why we pass it. Mayim Shuvim. What we have. Mayim Shuvim to connect it. How do we look at it? Is that like Eruv Mikvais in Yishver Sanayit? Or is that like Mayim Tmeim and it's enough a thin layer of connection? Now you can't possibly answer the question unless you know the lumdis of why for tamei water, it's enough a small amount. And why for a 20 saw mikveh, you need a bigger amount. If you know the lumdis, then you can try to answer the question, why do you need for mayim shuv? So that's Mitzvah Shem HaJar for tomorrow, to be oimed on the Sfarah, which is what Rav Chaim says. It's interesting. Rav Shlomo Gansky wrote the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Read the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You think, yeah, he was a Vayla Yid, you know. He wrote Kitzur Halachas. How much Talmud Chacham do you have to do to write Kitzur Halachos? He has a sefer on Mikvais called Lechem V'Simla. Lechem V'Simla is the most lomdish sefer on Hilchos Mikvayos. The Grach ala Rambam is also in Lechem V'Simla. It's also exactly the same Mahalach, is Lahalacha by the author of the Kitzer, here in the Sefer Lechem V'Simla. The same, pretty much exactly the same lomdis. No two people say exactly the same words, but the lomdis is exactly the same. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to do that tomorrow. I do hope tomorrow to turn the page. The Amid Beis is a quick Amid. And so do both. Prepare this and try to go ahead.